Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the Buzz Archive Friday 24/7. It's brought to you by friends at New Hampshire Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. And something from the archives, a little bit of history, actually. Got a chance to talk to this guy a couple of times over the years. He's had a very difficult life because he was the Secret Service agent on duty on November 22nd, 1963, on the day that President John Kennedy was assassinated. The man you're about to hear is the guy that you've seen in all of the pictures that climbed onto the back of the motorcade car and covered the president, President Kennedy, and his wife. And it was a devastating moment in history, and it affected his life forever. And here it is from a few years ago. This is Secret Service agent Clint Hill on the Buzz Archive Friday. So I have in front of me the book that our guest, that I'm going to play this interview that we actually did yesterday because it was the only time that we could get because he has a busy schedule. He's 84 years old, and his name is Clint Hill. And Clint was a Secret Service agent. For five presidents, he served at the arm of Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. This is the guy, like I said, that was actually there in Dallas. They climbed onto the back of the limousine after President Kennedy was shot. He tried to cover him, took his jacket off, tried to cover him, and Mrs. Kennedy didn't want anybody to see him in that condition. So that's why he got up there, and he's trying to protect them and shield them. And we had him on before, and the ground that we covered that day was about the assassination, and because he wrote a book about it. He had never spoken about it, I believe. I think that's right. I'll ask him. But he had never spoken about it. But he finally came out, and, I mean, for years, he was in a dark place over that day. And yet, you know, he continued to serve, and then I think actually went on to actually head the Secret Service agent, the detail of the presidency. But he served with those other presidents. And when we had him on the first time, and the reason I'm saying this ahead of time is because I'm not going to sit there and ask him to go into detail about the assassination again. We already mm-hmm. covered that. I don't want to make him do that. But he described in detail, and I can't even fathom how hard it was for him to do it. You know, climbing onto the back of the limousine and actually seeing, and this is obviously grotesque, but this is what happened. He saw pieces of the president's brain. You know, it was obviously horrible.
Yeah.
And the site that still lives with him today. And he covered the president, and then later that night, one of the poignant stories that he told, and again, I'm only telling you so I'm not going to ask him to repeat it, is on the flight home to Washington, Mrs. Kennedy called for him, and he went in, and she was still wearing the same dress, and she said, "What is going to happen to you?" She was concerned about what would happen to him because of how traumatic it was, and how it would affect his career. And he struggled with that for a very long time. But he got to talk to the right people, and I know that he battled with the bottle and stuff, and life was very, very difficult for him, but he kind of came through the other side. So that's the story that of the beginning of Clint Hill, but he went on to serve four other presidents. He served one before that, but Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford. And he's got a book out called Five Presidents. Do you want?
I'll look at it, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So here's the conversation. Now, Laura is in on this because we had it yesterday, and I wanted to you take a chance. This guy had a front seat for history, and these are the kind of things I love talking to someone like this. He's a very good guest. We've had him on before, so I present to you now our interview with former Secret Service agent, five presidents, Clint Hill. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing
very well. Thank you. We've actually spoken before. We've had you on, I think, after your first book. I believe it was a book you came out. Clint Hill is a former Secret Service agent, a brand new book called Five Presidents. And I don't know if in the history of the Secret Service, can anybody else make that claim, Clint? Or you must be one of few, I would imagine.
Well, probably one of few, but I know Jim Rowley, who was my immediate boss at the White House detail.
Mm-hmm.
Began with Roosevelt and went all the way through Nixon. So
mm-hmm.
He was there a lot longer than I was.
You have a obviously unique perspective into some of the great leaders of our time, John F. Kennedy. You started with Eisenhower, correct? That was your first tour of duty?
Yes, that was my first presidential assignment, was President Eisenhower.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Mm-hmm. The first time, I'll start right at the beginning because I'm very interested in the whole subject of the Secret Service. The first time when you're on the job guarding the president at a public event, whether it was the inauguration or whatever, was it nerve-wracking at all?
Well, it was very nerve-wracking to begin with. So I was very concerned whether or not I could measure up and do the job because I was just a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But it all went well, so I was very pleased to be there and felt very lucky to be allowed to be there.
And the presidents along the way that you guarded, whether it was Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford, did they ever ask you about previous presidents?
No, not really. I don't recall any of them ever asking me about a previous president.
I just
or anything about a previous.
I would. I'm always wondering. Like, I wonder what was Eisenhower like. What was like? You spent time obviously with JFK. What was he like as a person? Certainly one of the most, you know, popular presidents. Enigmatic. He was a huge figure, larger than life. What was he like in person when there were no cameras or the press around?
You're talking about John F. Kennedy now.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, he was just a wonderful individual to deal with. He was very personable. He knew all the agents by name. He called them by first name. If he had the time, he'd stop and talk to you. He knew if you were married, if you had children.
Mm-hmm.
He was very devoted to his children and to his wife. He wanted to make sure that she was adequately protected and she was given the opportunity to do the things in life that she really wanted to,
mm-hmm.
because she really loved her privacy. And he was spent as much time with the children as he could, even having them brought to the Oval Office. And they had a playground built right outside the Oval Office on the South Grounds,
mm-hmm.
so that John, Caroline, and members of a school that they had there in the White House
mm-hmm.
that Caroline attended, they could come out and play, and he could see them. They'd come out and just talk to them when he felt the need
right.
to do so.
Right. And each president has a different personality. Obviously, Nixon, I would imagine, very different than John F. Kennedy. Was there any of the five presidents you served under, Clint, that maybe were a little bit more difficult in the way that they weren't comfortable with security being around all the time? Was that ever a case?
Well, they all had their differences, opinions about security.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson was rather unpredictable. Most of the time, he wanted to do things on the spur of the moment without any previous notification. That made it difficult for us.
Mm-hmm.
So they all had their quirks, you know, in one way or another.
Who was the toughest to work for? Like you just mentioned, the last one kind of went with his own thing. But who was the toughest?
Well, it depends on what you mean by tough.
Difficult. Hard to please. Yes. Hard to get along with.
Didn't seem what you did. It never seemed right.
Well, some of them you just could never please, no matter what you did, and you just had to deal with it. So, in one sense, they're probably all difficult to work with, but in another sense, they're easy to get along with. So, I really never had a problem with any of them.
This is Clint Hill, who's got a book called Five Presidents, a former Secret Service agent who served under Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford.
Does it make it easier or harder to protect somebody and be assigned to them when you have a more of a personal relationship, like with President Kennedy, who knew your name, knew, you know, if you have wife, kids, and all that, or with a different president who might not have that same attachment to you?
No, it's not any. It's not more difficult to protect them, just a difference in how you relate to them. Somewhat. Eisenhower called us agent, and Kennedy called me Clint, and Johnson called me Clint, and I won't tell you what Nixon called me, but
I think that says something in and of itself. Clint, I want to ask, last time we talked to you, you told the story of the fateful day in Dallas with John F. Kennedy. You were behind the motorcade and you climbed up onto the back of the limo. And I know that caused you severe personal hardship for a long time. How long did it take before you sort of came back into the light after dealing with that?
Well, I was in severe with depressed state for 6 years. Then I started to come out, but I really didn't really reach any relief until I started writing or helping with the first book with Lisa McCubbin. And once I did that and I trusted her, and so I was willing to talk to her about what had happened in Dallas.
Right.
Up to that point, I had never talked to anybody about Dallas.
Right.
We hadn't talked to each other, the agents. We hadn't discussed it. I had never talked about it with family members.
Right.
I briefly discussed some of the Dallas with Mike Wallace on a 60 Minutes show, but it wasn't really not much.
Right.
And I did testify to the Warren Commission. But until I talked to Lisa McCubbin, I really hadn't really gone into Dallas and what it meant to me and what really happened that day. And the more I revealed, the better it was for me emotionally.
It was cathartic. And when it comes to serving after that, because it took you a long time, and I know you struggled with issues, obviously, as anybody would, and you kind of came out of that, how did it affect how you did your job? Or did it had to affect it for some period of time, but how did it affect how you did your job after that with presidents that followed that? Because there were some scary situations, you know, with Lyndon Johnson. There were some scary situations when Ford, right, pardoned Nixon. That was a rough time as well.
Sure. But it just, after the assassination, we the agents, all of us, we had this sense of guilt and failure, but we were determined that during our watch, while we were still agents, there was not going to be another event like what happened in Dallas, no matter what.
Right.
And so we were just that much more focused, probably.
Did one president during those five receive more? I mean, we always know that there are threats constantly against the life of any president, but did one of those five get more threats against them than maybe the others? And if so, do you have any idea why?
The threat level increases and falls depending upon the events of what's going on, not only in the United States, but in the world.
Right.
And so I couldn't say that any one individual received more threats than any other. Although probably during the Vietnam War, the threat level was as high as it probably could get. And that went from the Johnson administration into the Nixon administration.
And wasn't Johnson, there was a time when he couldn't really leave the White House, right? I mean, because it was so, the temperature was so hot socially.
Well, it was difficult.
Yeah.
He could leave the White House, but it was difficult. No matter where we were, we generally speaking encountered demonstrations and people who were against either the war or against Johnson personally.
You have an amazing perspective that, like we said, very few have. The book is called Five Presidents, and it's always great to talk to you. I appreciate it, and I'm glad that you've kind of come into the light over the last several years. I'm happy for you in that regard. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us, Clint.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
All the best.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Yeah, that's cool. Wow. There you go. You know, there are certain things, interviews, and people that we've met through the course of this job over the 35, whatever years, it's been seven, I don't know, that I've been doing it. And that's one that I will never forget. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll be back on Monday, and we'll see you then.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.